Welcome in. Today we're building a distorted drum and bass bass line that has two things at the same time, that vintage, saturated weight and modern stability. Because yeah, distortion can sound massive, but it can also make your bass wobble in volume, eat your sob, fight the kick, and spray harsh fizz all over the top. We're going to dodge all of that with a clean layering approach in Ableton Live using only stock devices. The core idea is simple. Split the bass into a clean sub layer and a distorted mid layer. The sub stays boring but perfect. The mid does all the fun stuff, but it's controlled. Then we glue them together on a bass bus so the whole thing stays consistent in a drop. Alright, let's set the project up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Drop in any basic drum loop, or program the classic pattern. Kick on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4. And one important habit, keep your master with headroom while you build. Aim to stay under about minus 6 dB on the master. Distorted bass gets loud way faster than you expect, and if you build into clipping, you'll make bad decisions and not realize it until later. Now we'll build the sub. Create a new MIDI track and name it Bass SUB. Load operator. In operator, use the simplest setup. Algorithm A only, oscillator A set to a sine wave. Pull the level down inside operator to around minus 12 dB. That internal level matters, because it changes how hard you hit the next devices, and we want the sub stable, not accidentally overdriven. Now make a MIDI clip. Keep it simple. Put your notes around F1 to G1. That zone is a sweet spot in DNB because it hits hard but stays workable for most systems. Here's a beginner-friendly rhythm you can try for one bar. Play F1 for an eighth note, then a short rest for a 16th, then hit F1 for a 16th, then F1 for an 8th, rest for an 8th, then F1 for an 8th. Loop it. The pattern isn't sacred. What matters is it's repetitive and even. Let the mid layer add the excitement later. Quick teacher tip. Note lengths matter almost as much as compression. If your MIDI notes overlap, even a little, you can get weird level bumps and inconsistencies, especially once distortion and filtering enter the picture. In the MIDI editor, make sure legato isn't forcing overlaps, and shorten notes slightly so there's a tiny gap between them. That little gap often makes a roller feel tighter instantly. Now processing on the sub. Add EQ8 after operator. High pass at around 20 to 30 Hz. Steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. This is just cleaning rumble you don't need, not thinning the bass. If the sub feels boxy later, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz, but don't preemptively carve it. Keep it clean. Add the stock compressor next. Set ratio around 3 to 1. Attack between 15 and 30 milliseconds. Release between 60 and 120 milliseconds. We're not trying to smash it, we're trying to stabilize it. Aim for about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're seeing like 8 or 10 dB constantly, you're probably feeding it too hot or your notes are too uneven. Then add utility. Make it mono. Either set width to 0% or turn on bass mono, depending on your version. Then adjust gain so your sub track peaks somewhere around minus 12 to minus 8 dB on the track meter. Think of that as a gain staging checkpoint. If your sub is already nearly at zero, the rest of the chain is going to feel unstable because it's just too loud. Goal check. The sub should sound almost boring on its own. No grit, no stereo, no random jumps, just a solid foundation. Now let's build the mid-grit layer, where the vintage character lives. Duplicate bass SUB and rename it bass MID. In operator, change oscillator A to a saw wave. If you want softer grit, try a triangle instead, but saw is the classic bright harmonic source that distortion loves. Optionally, you can add oscillator B as a quiet sign, like minus 24 dB, just to add a touch of body, but keep it subtle. Now the most important move in this whole lesson. Put EQ8 first in the chain on bass MID and high pass it. Start around 150 Hz with a 24 dB per octave slope. This is crossover discipline. It's one of the biggest reasons layered bass actually locks in. Your sub layer owns the lows. Your mid layer owns the character. If you let the mid layer keep low frequencies and then distort them, you'll wreck the sub and you'll get that "why does my bass collapse when the drop hits" feeling. Coach trick. Drop spectrum on both tracks temporarily. On bass sub, you should see a strong fundamental with minimal extra spikes. For F to G, that fundamental often lives around 45 to 55 Hz. On bass mid, you should see very little energy below your crossover point. If there's a lot of low stuff showing up under 150, either your high pass isn't steep enough, or your distortion is generating low harmonics and you need to adjust. Now add distortion on bass MID. You've got two good stock options. Option A is saturator for clean vintage warmth. Put saturator after that high pass EQ. Set mode to analog clip. Start drive around 6 dB, and you can explore anywhere from about 4 to 10 dB depending on how aggressive you want it. Turn soft clip on. And here's the discipline move that separates guessing from actually sound designing. Level match. Use the output on saturator so that bypass on and off is roughly the same loudness. If it gets louder, you'll think it got better even if it got worse. Option B is pedal if you want more ampish grit. Choose overdrive or distortion. Set drive somewhere like 20 to 40% to start, and set tone slightly darker than you think, because DNB distorted bass gets fizzy fast. And don't boost sub in pedal. We already high-passed for a reason. Now shape the tone and add life with auto filter. Add auto filter after your distortion. Choose a low-pass 24 dB filter. Start cutoff around 1.2 to 3 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%, for that vintage bite. If you want subtle movement, turn on the LFO and use a small amount, like 5 to 10%. Set rate to 1/8 or 1 quarter. Keep it subtle. We're going for alive and rolling, not full wobble bass unless that's specifically your style. Now the stability secret for distorted mids, glue compressor. Put glue compressor after auto filter. Set attack around 3 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip on. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of reduction. This helps catch those distortion spikes that can randomly jump out and make the bass feel inconsistent. Then add utility. You can optionally widen the mid layer a little, like 80 to 120%, but because we high-passed it, we're not widening the true sub. That's why this layered approach stays safe. If you ever feel like widening is making the low end weaker, it's usually because low frequencies are sneaking back in somewhere, so recheck that high pass. Goal check. The mid layer should have attitude and texture, but it shouldn't spit harsh peaks or randomly jump in level note to note. Now we group and create the bass bus. Select bass SUB and bass MID and group them. Name the group bass bus. This is where we do gentle final control, so the bass behaves like one instrument. On the bus, add EQ 8 first. Keep it tiny. If it feels muddy, try a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, like 1 to 2 dB. If it's harsh, try a tiny dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Don't over-EQ here. The bus EQ is for nudges, not surgery. Add glue compressor on the bus next. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip on. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on louder parts. This is just glue, not flattening. Then add a limiter as safety. Set ceiling to minus 0.8 dB, and keep the gain at 0. This limiter is not there to make it loud, it's there to catch the occasional whoops peak that distortion can generate. At this point, play your drums with the bass. It should feel thick and controlled, but the kick might still be fighting the low end. So we do one modern move, sidechain. On bass bus, add the stock compressor for sidechain. Put it after the bus EQ. Exact placement isn't life or death, but keep it in a place where it can react to the full bass signal. Turn on sidechain. Pick your kick track as the input. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Set attack fast, like 0.3 to 2 milliseconds. Release between 40 and 90 milliseconds and tune it to the groove. Then lower the threshold until you get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. Here's the vibe guidance. Shorter release equals tighter, punchier rollers. Longer release equals more audible pumping, which can be cool, but at 174 BPM it can get messy fast. So start tight, then loosen if you want movement. Now a quick arrangement mindset, because stability isn't only processing. It's also what you choose to play and when. Try this structure. Intro, 16 bars with sub only and lighter drums. Build, 8 bars where you bring in the mid layer quietly and maybe filter it down darker. Drop, 32 bars with full sub plus mid, stable side chain. Break, 16 bars where you strip back to sub and atmosphere, then reintroduce the mid with automation. And when you automate, automate tone more than volume. For example, open the mid layer filter slightly in the drop. Automate saturator drive up by 1 or 2 dB for an 8-bar lift. And make tiny sidechain threshold adjustments between sections instead of turning everything up. A few common beginner mistakes and quick fixes. Mistake 1. Distorting the sub. Fix. Keep the sub track clean. Distort only the mid layer, and keep that mid high passed around 120 to 180 Hz. Mistake 2. Not level matching after distortion. Fix. Always match output so you're judging tone, not loudness. Mistake 3. Too much stereo down low. Fix. Sub stays mono. Any widening happens in the mids, and keep anything under about 150 to 200 HC effectively mono. Mistake 4. Harsh fizz. Fix. Low pass the mid layer after distortion. Dart somewhere between 4 and 8 KHC. If there's a painful whistle, do a narrow EQ cut and sweep around 3 to 6 KHC to find it. Mistake 5. Inconsistent notes. Fix. Check note overlaps first. Then use glue on the mid and bus, and consider putting a compressor before distortion if the drive reacts unevenly. Now, quick optional upgrade if your bass disappears on small speakers. You can add subtle sub-harmonics without turning it into fuzz. On bass sub, add saturator very gently. Mode soft sine if you have it, or analog clip with very low drive. Drive only 1 to 3 dB. That's it. The goal is translation, not grit. Let's wrap with a 15-minute practice loop so you actually lock this in. Build the sub with operator sine. EQ high pass at 20 to 30 HC, light compression, and utility mono. Build the mid with operator saw, high pass around 150 HC, saturator analog clip at about 6 dB drive, then auto filter LP24. Automate the filter cutoff so it's about 1.2 kHz in the intro and about 2.5 kHz in the drop. Group into bass bus. Add gentle glue doing 1 to 2 dB reduction. Then sidechain the bus to the kick for about 3 dB reduction. Then export an 8-bar loop and do a quick translation test. Listen in mono or on laptop or phone speakers. Ask, does the bass line remain audible without sub? Do any notes jump out more than others? If yes, fix it with crossover adjustments, level matching, or sidechain release tweaks, not by just turning things up. Final recap. Stable distorted DNB bass comes from layering and control. Clean mono sub. High pass distorted mid for vintage tone. Glue and filtering to smooth peaks. Sidechain to let the kick breathe. And arrangement choices that create power without chaos. If you tell me your sub anchor note, like F1, F-sharp 1, or G1, and whether you're aiming for rollers, jump up, or jungle tech step, I can suggest a simple 8-bar MIDI pattern and a safe crossover and filter range that'll fit that vibe.